The world, simply put, is made for people with all senses intact. If you're missing a key one, eyesight or hearing, it is a great deal harder to get along in the world, but by no means impossible. Blindness can be a particular obstacle, but one many people around the world deal with, and deal with pretty well in some cases. Today's guest can see just fine, but spent time teaching blind students and learning much herself about how blind people get along in the world. And that can be a very different story depending on where in the world the blind people live. Rosemary Mahoney is an Ireland native, one now with Irish and American citizenship. She wrote five previous books to great critical acclaim. Her latest book is called For the Benefit of Those Who See, Dispatches from the World of the Blind. Rosemary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
So the very beginning of the book, you watch your boyfriend get eye surgery, which I think is not something many of us would choose to do. But what was that like?
Well, you know, one of the reasons I wrote this book is that, like a lot of sighted people, I always had a very big fear of blindness. And I'm a very visual person and very attached to my eyesight, as we all are. And my boyfriend decided to get this laser surgery so that he wouldn't have to wear glasses anymore. And I went with him, and the surgeon said, you know, you can sit in the other room and watch the surgery if you want to. We put it on a screen on the wall there, and you can watch it close up. And, you know, I'm a very curious person, so I said, okay. And as soon as I saw that scalpel approaching the eyeball, and the eyeball was big on the screen, I thought I was going to lose it. I thought I was going to, you know, scream and run out of the room. And I think a lot of people would feel this way. The eye is an extremely sensitive organ. You know what it's like if you get poked in the eye, how painful it is. And you know how important your vision is to you. And, you know, the book that I've written is about blindness, yes. More specifically, it's about, as you said, my experiences at two schools for the blind, one in Tibet and one in India. I taught at the school in India for 3 months. More than that, I think what this book is about is it's actually quite personal. It's the transformation that I made from being a person who was terrified of blindness and, I confess, slightly uncomfortable in the company of blind people because I had no experience with blind people. I had never met a blind person before I went to do this project. And so I went from a person who was afraid of this subject to a person who learned so much from blind people about blindness and about myself that I was actually inspired to write a whole book about it. And I think my purpose is to pass on to other sighted people what exactly I learned.
What do you suppose that discomfort about being around blind people came from?
Well, it's very interesting. And, you know, I'm not the only person who feels that. Most people I talk to, when I say, when you see a blind person on the street, how do you feel? And a lot of people say, I feel a little bit confused. I feel guilty because that person can see and I can't. I can see him and he can't see me. I feel worried about him because I'm afraid he's going to get lost. I'm afraid he's going to hurt himself. But there also is this sort of vague fear. And this is human beings have been feeling this way about blindness for all of recorded history. There have been, across cultures and for millennia, three ways that the blind have been perceived everywhere. And the first is blind people must be stupid. If they can't see, they can't think. You can't educate them, so don't try. The second is, in a lot of cultures, even now, blindness has been considered a curse from God for some sin that the blind person committed either in the present life or in a past life. This is a very strong thing in Tibet and also in Africa. And the third thing is, and to me this is the most interesting, everywhere there are a lot of superstitions about blind people. Blind people are supposed to have supernatural powers. And the reason for that, I think, is that, I mean, they obviously they don't have supernatural powers, but because they've learned how to use their other senses in ways that sighted people don't know how to use them, we find it really remarkable if a blind person knows who we are just by the way we smell. And so we think we translate that into supernatural powers. And all of these perceptions of the blind have made them slightly alien to us. But I think the biggest thing that causes fear about blindness is when we shut our eyes and imagine what it's like to be blind, it's horrifying to us and it's like a death. So there is this association with death.